The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you want to mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you want to jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello, Bengals fans. I'm Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. So just want to talk a little bit. We talked about the offensive line previously. We talked to Orlando Brown, future of that position. We'll see what happens with Jonah. But now I want to get a little bit into the other big acquisition that the Bengals made, Nick Scott, and what it really means for the safety position. You know, Lou Anarumo. Wow, I was adding a bunch of syllables there. But Lou Anarumo described, you know, the feeling of losing both of those safeties in Bell and Bates, the potential of that, as a dark day. And, you know, unfortunately, that day has come. You know, both those guys moving on, going elsewhere, getting paid. You know, good for them, happy for them. But a big, big-time change here in Cincinnati. And that means Dax Hill and now Nick Scott are your starting safeties. Now, one thing is the Bengals got much, much faster, compared to where they were before. And the other thing is they get a lot more versatile. Now, Rob Livingston, the safeties coach, actually said, I was listening earlier to an interview that he did with Lottman, and he talked about it, and I was talking about this all year as well, by the way, that, look, people always say, well, you know, there's the base of the free and Bell is the strong. And although they were to some extent deployed in that way, like, you could tell they want versatility. You know, they want those guys to be interchangeable. And Bates definitely played in the deep field zone. Bates definitely played in the box. Bell definitely played in the deep field zone. So they were using those guys in different ways. But they played to their strengths as well, which is smart football. Now you've got guys who I think are a little bit more interchangeable. Both really, really good, really, really high-end athletes who you can do a lot with. So that really added to their flexibility, you know, to what they're going to be able to do defensively now. You know, they are going to be a lot more flexible, you know, have a lot more options in terms of what they can do and how they can deploy those two safeties, since, you know, they've got a more similar skill set, and both are really, really high-end athletes. So definitely looking forward to that, looking forward to what they can do with those two guys. As you look at them, the other thing, Livingston, in a different interview I heard with Livingston recently, the safeties coach, they were asking him about Dax Hill, and I'm going to paraphrase here. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it was basically, I got a lot of problems in my life. I got a lot of concerns in my life, but Dax Hill is not one of them. So I know, hey, look, we wanted to see more out of the rookie this year. Lou Anarumo told us we probably weren't going to. And that's from a fan's perspective. You know, like, you want to see that. You want to get on the field. You want to know that was a good pick. Especially, you know, as Bengals fans, when we have been burned on some draft picks many, many times in the past, you want to see them out there. But look, that's the thing, is we don't get to see them. He is seeing Dax Hill every day. Livingston got to see Dax Hill every single day. So he knows where that development's at a lot better than we do. So that can give you a little bit of confidence going in there that they know what's going on. They know what they have in him. You know, the other thing, we talk about versatility. And also, you know, you see a safety is... people talk about linebackers as being leaders in the defense a lot, and they are. And you know, the linebacker's going to have a much better feel generally than a safety or any defensive back for that matter about how the run fits work, and you know, and that's why a lot of times those guys wear the green dot because they can get the defense lined up a little better. They have a little bit better understanding of how all the pieces come together in the run and the pass game. But the safeties by position, you know, is behind everybody else, can kind of see everybody else, knows what's going on. You know, they're making a lot of those coverage calls, a lot of those coverage adjustments, a lot of the time there. So it's good to have a guy who really knows the game and you know, knows things inside out. I mean, Dax Hill got to play some outside corner this year. He got to play some nickel this year. And that, I think that experience will be really beneficial to him coming into this defense as a first-year starter, next to another first-year starter, at least in this defense, at safety. Having that experience, you know, to really understand how all the pieces come together, I think will be extremely beneficial for him. I thought it was really interesting, too. Livingston described Anarumo's teaching style, his pedagogy, if you will, as a whole part whole. I believe those were the words he used. And basically, they're teaching the entire defense, and then they're breaking it down and saying, "All right, well, you're the corner, you're the strong safety, you're the free safety, you're the nickel, you know." And then they're teaching, you know, going back and teaching the whole. So that gives you a great overlook of how everything works. It also helps you to have that versatility. You know, I've talked a lot. You know, and because that's what I do, I talk a lot, but, you know, like I talk sometimes about how roles are more important than positions. You know, a position is just the name, you know, it's somebody you meet with, but not all positions are the same. You know, P. Ryan and Joe Mixon did different things for this team. Just like before them, Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard, you know, did different things for this team. So when you look at those, you know, guys like that, you think about that, it's the same thing defensively. You know, I think Akeem Davis-Gaith is a very different linebacker than Marcus Bailey. You know, I think they both have their own strengths. You know, and they do what they do. And you look at, like, a Jermaine Pratt, they put him on the edge sometimes, you know, in certain packages where he's doing the same job as what Sam Hubbard does in other defenses. You know, by all accounts, most of them would be considered like a 3-4 outside linebacker in that type of alignment when they're standing up on the edge like that. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent a little bit here. I digress a little bit. But the point I'm trying to make here is that when you got to look at what is your job, you know, and teach it in that way. And, you know, like, look, I've coached in small schools and had death problems, you know, late in the year and stuff. And that's what it comes down to. It's just like, hey, you're a safety, you're a linebacker now. Who gives a crap, all right? Hey, you've played the curl to flat before, right? Yeah, that's what you're playing in this defense. You're the curl to flat player. Hey, you're the pitch player in the, you know, you've been the pitch player before in the option. You're the pitch player in this defense, right? Play the same technique you always do. All right, hey, you're the forest player. It's the same technique as you always play. You're just lined up in a different spot, okay? So, you know, like when you teach techniques, when you teach jobs like that, it gives you the opportunity to have a lot more versatility. And now I think with Nick Scott, with Dax Hill, with their athletic ability, it brings a lot more versatility to the table. And it's going to make things even more fun with Lou. You know, as much fun as we have with him anyway, and some of the things he's able to come up with, man, they got a lot faster. And there's some real confidence in these guys moving forward. I love Nick Scott. I think he's, like, just everything I hear about him, everything, like, all the interviews, he's saying all the right things. You know, he's got a baby like me, and you know, so, I feel a little bit of a rapport there from some of the way he acts with his kids and stuff. But, you know, just outside of that, the way he talks about football, like, he's their kind of guy. Like, they did their research. They found they got the guy they wanted. You know, we all had names, I had names just like you did. They got the guy that wanted. And I'm excited to see it. And same thing, by the way, you know, last year, hey, they are very happy they got Dax. We haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it. And most of the negative things you're going to say about Dax probably happened on special teams. Don't worry about that, all right? You know, hey, you know, he gets some penalties as a gunner. Well, it sucks, but, you know, guess what? That's not his primary role anymore. So, anyway, I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak, but I ramble on. You know, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you're like, why is he not talking about that big signing they did? Because they made another move and did something. But we'll cross that bridge. We'll do another pod. We'll get it back out there. I am Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. Hooday. Yeah, we coming for what's ours. Yeah, we coming for what's ours.